Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit us today.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris, the host of the show. I'm also the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. That means we build new properties from the ground up, new construction, placing tenants with our team inside the property so they are cash flowing from day one. And this year, we are on pace to do and build over 300 homes. That's duplexes and single families. And so it's been a wild ride over the past couple of years, and this market is just exploding with interest rates at an all-time low. The opportunities are fantastic for real estate investing right now, and especially since the government is printing money like it's going out of style. I mean, we are heading towards an inflation mess that's going to, I read a report this weekend, actually, it shows that the United States has, in 1 year, in the year 2020, printed more money than it has in its entire, more than 30% of its money this year in its entire history. So 30% of all money printed in the United States was printed in 2020. Think about that for a second. And you want your money tied to the US dollar? No, thank you. So alternative assets, thinking about real estate, gold, crypto, etc. That is why I am so bullish on real estate investing. On today's program, we're going to be taking your questions and providing some answers. And you can always ask me a question by going to Morris Invest is our website, morrisinvest.com/Clayton. That's how you can leave us a 30-second voicemail message. Okay, so our first question today comes from Sharita. Let's listen to her question.
Hi, Clayton. So my question is, I currently live in Georgia in an apartment. And I have a rental property in Indiana that still has a mortgage. I plan to pay it off in about 2 years. After that, should I use the equity to purchase another investment property and stay living in an apartment? Or should I purchase a house to live in with the intent of making that one a second investment property?
Okay. All right. Let me unpack this. I see where your head is going, Sharita. First of all, let me say this. You know, I'm not a financial advisor and I'm not a lawyer. So this is my own personal opinion and what I would personally do. Buying a house to live in and thinking of it as a performing asset is not going to happen unless you are buying a duplex or a triplex or a, you know, a quadplex where you're living in one of the units and you're renting out the other units. So you mentioned buying a house that you intend to turn into a rental property. I'm just going to tell you, it's not going to happen. You know, you'll just live in the property or that's not a pathway to real estate investing. That is you wanting to own a house to live in. Now, if you want to own a house that you live in, it's totally up to you. Again, I'm not a fan of that process because when I want my performing assets to pay for a house that I end up buying, you know, like Robert Kiyosaki, right? He owns homes that he lives in Hawaii and other places, but his performing assets, his rental properties, pay for him to have those properties. In the beginning, I really wouldn't consider buying a house because it's taking money out of your pocket. You know, a house that you live in is not a performing asset. It's removing money from your pocket every month. You're paying taxes. You have to fix up the property. You're going to Home Depot to fix things. And if you're renting, then a landlord's responsible for that. And you can build up your portfolio while you're renting. Now, eventually you make enough money from the cash flow from your rentals to, okay, if you want to buy a property, go ahead. Great. But the beauty of renting is, of course, you can live anywhere you want in the best school districts and the best areas. You can have an infinity pool that looks out over the ocean, you know, whatever you want. And you don't have to own it. You don't have to pay the $20,000 a year in property taxes. So depending on, you know, if you're in Malibu or something crazy like that. So I want you to think that way about owning a home to live in and thinking of it as a performing asset. Again, it's not. If you want to use the equity of that other rental property that you have in Indiana, great. Absolutely. Remember, you cannot eat equity. And so if you have that property paid off and now it's cash flowing, fine. Again, there's three stages of real estate investing. There's buy, own, and cash flow. And you're still in the buy phase, Sharita. I mean, let's wait until you're like in retirement to really worry about the cash flow. Like you're working, you're making money, you're doing your thing. You don't need that cash flow just yet. What you're doing is you're building your net worth right now. That's the focus. Okay. And so we'll wait for the cash flow later. So now let's use that equity in that property. That's what I would do. That's what I have done. And continue to snowball my investments, buying a second property, then a third, and then keep rolling it. Now, before you know it, you've got 10 properties, 15 properties. And then you'll eventually be able to pay those off in a number of years. And now that's all cash flow. See, a lot of people get involved in real estate investing and they think of cash flow first, when that's the third stage. Buy, own after you pay it off, and then it cash flows. And because you're working right now, you're earning, you're living, you know. And so unless you want to like retire today and live off the cash flow of rental properties, and that's it, that's all you want to do is just like live off the land. You have no other ambitions to build a business or do something creative. And, you know, like I could never imagine retiring. You know, like I love what I do. And so you just have to figure out, everyone needs to figure out like what stage of their life they're in. Because if you're an older, you know, you're in your 60s or 70s, then yes, we're going to accelerate that cash flow stage. It really depends on where you are in your stage of life. So on the buying a home to live in and turning into a performing asset, unless it's a duplex, et cetera, I wouldn't recommend it. It's not my cup of tea. It's not going to become a performing asset. It's going to take money out of your pocket. And then yes, using the equity in that property to accelerate your portfolio. Absolutely. So thank you so much for that question. Great question. All right. Our next question comes from Tina. We got the ladies today.
Hi, Clayton. My question to you would be, if I have a small nest egg of say, $5,000 to $10,000, could someone, just a normal person like me, get started in real estate investing?
Well, a normal person like you? Yes, absolutely. You know, $5,000 to $10,000, you could look for, and you'd really have to do your homework though, is to try to find maybe an off-market property that needs some work, that's in an expanding market, and you could maybe use that as a down payment. I mean, interest rates are so low right now, so you could do some research and try to find an inexpensive property. I caution you though against those sort of inexpensive rental properties that, you know, people jump on Zillow and they look at things like, "Ooh, look at this! It's only $30,000." They're not accounting for the fact that it'll probably be vacant a heck of a lot of time because it's in a bad area, or it's a high crime area. There's no jobs. It needs a lot of work. There's a reason why. Look at the days on market. How many days on market is it? Oh, it's been 400 days on market. If I'm a real estate investor and I'm looking for a good deal, I would have snatched that up in the first 24 hours, right? So there's a reason it's been sitting there for 400 days on days on market. That's where people make mistakes. So what I would look to do is take that money and I would put it into some smarter interest-bearing returns right now. I would consider, if you want to check out right now while that money, so that money can grow a little bit, earning some return while you're learning real estate investing. Putting it into a savings account alternative that has, you know, is backed by crypto, for instance. Like I use my savings account that I use. If you go to morrisinvest.com/outlet, morrisinvest.com/outlet, it's a 9% return. It's backed by cryptocurrency. So if you've got some discretionary spending, like I use that as my only savings account, and I have about 15,000 in that account that I just keep, you know, and it's earning nice interest. 9% return because it's backed by Ethereum and cryptocurrency, not US dollar returns. So that can generate a little bit of, you know, interest for you while you're learning this trade. But what I would say is that's not a lot of money to actually buy an investment property. So what I would do is try to learn the tricks of the trade and try to find deals. Remember, I say this on the show regularly, right? There's three things you need to become a real estate investor: money, people, have friends and people and connections, and a deal, a property. And if you don't have the money, which, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 right now is not enough for like a, you know, a nice down payment on a high quality rental property, I would try to learn the tricks of the trade and study and go to real estate meetups and learn how to find wholesale deals and learn like from the very beginning what that looks like. We've got trainings and podcast episodes right here on my channel about driving for dollars. You should definitely read and watch Zach's video on that process to learn how to, you know, like wholesaling and driving for dollars and finding off-market properties. And then from there also, you know, developing those friendships. Because if you have a deal, money will flow to you. So money is not, most real estate investors I know started with nothing. They had no money, but they found deals. And then private money lenders and so forth will come to you. Because right now it's incredibly difficult to find deals. So if you can be out there pounding the pavement, doing the research to find, you know, get access to that sort of thing, then money will flow to you. But don't be discouraged about it. I know it sounds hard, but look, it's hard. And if it wasn't, everyone would be doing it. And the beauty of like people that are like with like a dog with a bone go after it, you're going to be successful. Like I was when I started out, I was pounding on doors, making phone calls. I was on the Craigslist section and the for sale by owner section, finding deals, calling people, noticing like, hey, this looks like it might be a deal. And I'd get it under contract and I'd flip the contract to a flipper who wanted to spend 8 months renovating the property and he'd pay me $10,000. You could do a few of those. Tina, you could do a few of those deals, build up your down payment capital, and then start investing. So just some ideas for you. I don't want you to be discouraged, but there are absolutely entryways into real estate investing that do not include having a lot of money. That's how I started. It's how everyone starts, quite honestly. So good luck to you, Tina. If you have any questions, I'm happy to help you here on your journey. Today's episode is brought to you by Truebill. I have to tell you, I love all of your feedback. We've gotten so many viewers and listeners of our show have written to me and say, Clayton, I can't believe Truebill. They've saved me hundreds of dollars. No joke. Seriously, I got another one the other day and our team said, can you believe it? She saved like $400 just from using Truebill. So what Truebill does, it figures out, first of all, like all of the money you're wasting, all of those subscriptions that you've forgotten about, like, you know, random iTunes purchases, or maybe you doubled up on some Netflix subscription or whatever, right? You have no idea. 80% of people have no idea about certain subscriptions that they have. They've totally forgotten about. I mean, how many do you pay for every month that you don't even know? How do you keep track of all of your bills and your budgets? You have like some clunky Excel spreadsheet or something? Do you have like post-it notes scattered around? You know, it's... We just hit spring, right? It's a perfect time to take stock of your finances. Take a look at your spending habits and see where you can start saving. And guess what? Most people will save $720 per year with Truebill. Yes, the average person saves $720 per year with Truebill. And you can get started today at truebill.com/investing. Very, very simply. They have a variety of tools to help customers improve their finances. It's the smartest way to manage your finances. And what's really great is they'll actually cancel subscriptions for you. Like they'll find something and you'll be like, oh, I don't want that. And they'll say, yeah, can we cancel it for you? And they will handle it for you. They'll do it all for you. Isn't it awesome? It's really, really cool. So far, Truebill has saved its users more than $50 million. So take advantage of it right now. As I said, the average person saves $720 per year with Truebill. Get started today at truebill.com/investing. Take control of your finances and start saving at truebill.com/investing. That's true, TrueBill.com/investing. Juan is our next question.
Good morning. My name is Juan Montoya. I am an immigrant physician. I came to the United States in 2011 to do my residency training, which I finished in 2014. The hospital where I trained hired me immediately, and I also purchased a house right away, which I paid off in 5 years. Now I have an extra money that I want to invest in real estate. I think, and I agree 100% with you, this is the way to go to get financial freedom moving forward. I am in the 60s, and I would like to start investing in real estate, but I don't know how to start. I don't know where to start. I watched so many videos from you guys, and I really appreciate the education that you provide through those YouTube videos, and understand that you have more information about that. My main question at this point is who can help me out with the structure, with the very first structure for the business, because I want to do everything correctly since the very beginning. Thank you.
Well, Juan, thank you. And that's fantastic. So moved here, you're a physician, moved to the United States in 2011, paid off your house, and you're wanting to now start to use that money. We've at Morris Invest, my company, we've worked with so many doctors because in all honesty, I love doctors, but they're pretty awful with their money. No offense. They're so busy. You're at the hospital all the time and you have very little time left to learn how to real estate invest, how to understand market conditions, all of those things. That's another full-time job. That's what we do, and it's a full-time job. So, you know, I would suggest, number one, we can help you at our company at Morris Invest. So book a call with us, Juan, and our team can help you set up and walk you through the process of setting up an LLC and all of those things. That's what our team is excellent at doing, okay? And then they can point you in the right direction. You know, we have what we're building this year, brand new construction rental properties that are cash flowing from the beginning in the best rental markets in the country. So if you think that you can do that on your own, finding the great towns, doing all of the market analysis on vacancies and crime and job growth, and then hiring contractors and builders and all of those things, you know, more power to you. But as a physician who's working in a hospital, chances are you're not going to have that time. And that's where we as a full service rental real estate company can help you out. And then if we can't help you, we'll point you in the right direction. But at least we can get you on the path to setting up your LLC properly and explaining what we do. You know, our price ranges are anywhere from 100 to 300,000 stainless steel appliances, granite countertops with a tenant already moved into the property and cash flowing. And when you realize as a doctor that you're then able to get the tax benefits of real estate investing, you're able to, and I don't know if you have a spouse also, Juan, but one thing you might want to consider, and this is one thing we work with on our clients and we educate them on the phone when we have that time to spend, is what we'll be able to do is find out if you have a spouse that is not working, not in the medical field, or is, you know, doesn't have a full-time job. We can also help that person get set up as a real estate professional in the eyes of the tax law. And as a real estate professional, which is a different tax bracket, now that can totally alter your amount of money you're paying on your income taxes as a doctor. Meaning you will save hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes if your spouse, partner, becomes a real estate professional. And we can help you with that whole process and explain it. We have some funny internal stories that Josh on my team can tell, but it's hilarious because we'll be talking to a doctor that wants to invest in real estate and find out that they have a stay-at-home spouse. And we explain that if that person becomes a quote-unquote real estate professional by just committing 750 hours a year to the study and practice of real estate investing, that it can save that doctor hundreds of thousands of dollars on their taxes. Like, it's mind blowing when that process is taught. So anyway, I would just say, Juan, as a doctor, I would say book a call with our team. I'd be happy to kind of lead you through that. And we can talk to you on the phone, the different options. That would be my suggestion. So just go to our website, morrisinvest.com, and click on the little book a call button and select a 30 minute time slot at your choosing. But if you're going to do this on your own, we have videos here that can walk you through. We have a checklist video. I'll make sure it's in the description below for you that walks you through like everything that we look for before we even start building properties in our different markets. crime, vacancy rates, demographics, job growth, all of those things before we move into a particular market. We also talk about the different tax structures and liability protections. So if you've watched those videos, you understand that we're buying properties in an LLC. You know, we are, we're making sure that we're getting our cost segregation analysis done with our CPAs so that you're maximizing the tax benefits. There's so many pieces that go into this. I don't want you just blindly like throwing money, especially right now when interest rates are at an all-time low. There's no reason you should even be coming out of pocket that much to start investing in real estate. You should be using the bank's money and all of those things we can help you with. So I hope you found that helpful. You know, as a busy doctor, I can't imagine you wanted to take on an entirely other career and trying to do this yourself and becoming a landlord and having to, you know, become your own property manager. Like, that's what our team does great. We have that all built in with our property management team, so you're not having to deal with tenants or anything. Anyway, so if you're interested in that, please book a call with us. And if you're interested in having us answer a question for you about anything tax-related, real estate-related, please just drop us a voicemail. You can do so by going to our website. Go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Again, morrisinvest.com/Clayton. We'll have a link below, and you can leave us a voicemail message. Try to keep it to like 30 seconds or so. Okay, thanks for some great questions today. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I always love to encourage you to just take action. You know, go out there, become a real estate investor. It's the number one way to build and preserve wealth while this government is printing money like crazy. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.